This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. For the first time since the U.S. Civil War era, an incumbent president says he'll skip his successor's inauguration. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
In a video yesterday, President Trump acknowledged Joe Biden will be inaugurated January 20th.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
But the president says he will not attend the actual handover, tweeting he's going to skip Biden's inauguration. Traditionally, the incoming and outgoing presidents ride to the Capitol together for the ceremony. The last one to blow it off was Andrew Johnson in 1869. Vice President Pence is expected to attend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden on Friday called on the Senate to confirm his cabinet nominees promptly and fairly, particularly those involved in national security.
Given what our country has been through the last 4 years, the last few days, given the threats and the risks in this world, they should be confirmed as close to January 20th as possible. There should be no vacancies at State, Defense, and Treasury and Homeland Security.
Biden also offered his deep sympathy to the family of a Capitol police officer who died in the line of duty during the Capitol riots on Wednesday. The president-elect called the event and death sickening and said those responsible will be held accountable. On other matters, Biden also said Americans have no time to lose as the coronavirus pandemic continues to inflict pain on the nation's health and economy. And Tommy Lasorda, the fiery Hall of Fame manager who guided the Los Angeles Dodgers to 2 World Series titles and later became an ambassador for the sport he loved, has died. He was 93. This is VOA News. Britain has authorized the use of a coronavirus vaccine developed by Moderna, the third to be licensed for use in the country as it ramps up a vaccination program, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Department of Health says the Moderna jab meets the regulator's strict standards of safety, efficacy, and quality. Britain has ordered an additional 10 million doses of the vaccine, bringing the total to 17 million doses. They're not expected, though, to be delivered to Britain until spring. So far, Britain has inoculated 1.5 million people with the Pfizer-BioNTech and Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccines. It plans to vaccinate up to 13 million people by mid-February. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Iran's supreme leader has banned its government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Iran's supreme leader banned the government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain on Friday. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei labelled the Western powers as untrustworthy and raised the possibility they were seeking to spread the infection to other countries. He added, however, that Iran, the Middle East's hardest hit country, could obtain vaccines from other reliable places. He gave no details, but China and Russia are both allies of Iran. Iran launched human trials of its first domestic COVID-19 vaccine candidate late last month, saying it could help the country defeat the pandemic despite U.S. sanctions that affect its ability to import vaccines.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Last year tied with 2016 as the world's warmest year on record, rounding off the hottest decade globally as the impacts of climate change intensified. Reuters' Soria Ali has details.
In 2020, wildfires were seen in Australia, California, and even Siberia. Europe experienced its hottest year on record, and warming in the Arctic shrank the ice covering the polar ocean to record-setting levels in July and October. Temperatures there and in northern Siberia averaged more than 42 degrees Fahrenheit above a 30-year average used as a baseline. Scientists said the latest data underscored the need for countries and corporations to slash greenhouse gas emissions quickly enough to reach the goals of the 2015 Paris Agreement and to avoid catastrophic climate change.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.